Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After being introduced to fly fishing in Wyoming shortly after college, our next guest became enamored with the sport and eventually turned his enthusiasm into a business, a podcast, and a business alliance that all seek to help those in that industry become more environmentally friendly. Rick Crawford is founder of Emerger Strategies, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Go into a little more detail on how all of this career of yours now came about.
Well, I'm from Savannah, Georgia, originally, and after college, I worked at a guest ranch in Wyoming and was introduced to fly fishing, and I really fell in love with it. That led me to reading a few books, in particular, Let My People Go Surfing by Patagonia founder Yvon Chouinard. That was sort of my aha moment of, we can use business to solve social and environmental problems, and that just really resonated with me. I had no idea how to get into that space or that field, so I started installing solar panels while I was living in Wyoming, and ultimately decided that I'd go back to school, and I got an MBA in sustainable business from Merrill Hurst University. That led me to taking a job back in my hometown of Savannah at a biodiesel startup. Unfortunately, they went out of business, and that led me to Charleston, where I currently live. I worked for a green building software startup that made it easier for general contractors to get their projects LEED certified. They also went out of business, so I had always had in the back of my mind trying to marry fly fishing and sustainability. So I did an assessment of the fly fishing industry. I saw that there were a lot of companies that were giving back to conservation organizations, which is great, but kind of like the bare minimum you could be doing. No one was really cleaning up their own act. I saw that as an opportunity, and I started reaching out to brands and lodges in the fly fishing industry to see if they would be interested in improving their sustainability performance. And so that's kind of how it started.
And so getting these companies to support clean water, basically, I guess?
There's several things. First, a lot of businesses, they really have no idea where to begin with sustainability. They don't know how to measure it. They don't know what the key performance indicators are. What ends up happening is that they're not measuring things like energy, waste, water usage, carbon footprint. And so what we do is create baselines for them and then help them achieve sustainability goals, such as carbon neutrality or zero waste operations. And as it turns out, those are also very marketable, and consumers want to support brands that align with their values.
And so once you've got the fly fishing industry all converted over, are you going to need to find some new business markets?
Absolutely. So I don't just work in the fly fishing space, but I work with a variety of companies, from manufacturers to software companies, pharmacies. What I've found is that there's business owners who also fly fish that want to protect what they love with their businesses.
And I would imagine that spidering then of your business market network is greatly enhanced and probably almost infinite from that point of view.
Yeah, I focus a lot on small to medium enterprises, companies 500 or less employees. Most of these companies want to do it for the right reasons, because they know that climate change is a threat to their business. They want to do their part to be part of the solution. And so what I do is I just help streamline it and make it easy for them.
Why South Carolina? Why Charleston? I know you came because of a job that didn't work out, but you decided to stay and in this fly fishing industry. What is the fly fishing industry in South Carolina? Is it a big one?
It actually is. And Charleston has become a southeastern hub for saltwater fly fishing for redfish. It's just one of these hubs that the sport has really taken off and has grown here and continues to do so.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Rick Crawford is founder of Emerger Strategies. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.